Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I've already spent too much time on global and federal issues. Today, let's review Lansing Mayor Schor's proposed fiscal year June 30, 2024 budget. To give you background on the horrible financial condition of the City of Lansing, its June 30, 2022 financial statements disclosed unfunded long-term liabilities for pensions and retiree health care benefits of more than $620 million. That was a major reason why the city, after adding up all of its assets, was still in a deficit of more than $135 million. 7 years ago, I prepared a lengthy analysis of the Lansing City government budget to propose how the city could cover its unfunded liabilities within a decade or so. It was presented to the mayor and city council members at the time, and later to the current mayor. Despite minor tweaks since then, unfunded liabilities were larger 2 years ago than 7 years ago. That signifies that the mayor and city council are not looking out for taxpayers. I propose that the city sell assets to generate cash flow to cover unfunded liabilities, among them, like what Indianapolis did to raise $500 million, was to sell the city's water and wastewater system. Other ideas included selling the city's parking system, trash and recycling operations, the Board of Water and Light, Grosbeck Golf Course, and hundreds of unused real estate parcels. Sadly, no major steps have been taken. In fact, the Lansing City government has gone in the other direction. 7 years ago, there were 852 city employees. In next year's budget proposal, the city would have 927 employees. That would grow city employees from 7.3 per thousand residents to 7.9, despite almost no net growth in police and fire personnel. Lansing city officials need to hear from you. There is a public hearing Monday, May 8 at 7 p.m. at City Hall to discuss next year's proposed budget and a proposed property tax millage. Until Lansing's government is more fiscally responsible with taxpayer money, does it make sense to increase the tax burden? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.